How TV Violence Affects Kids. For more than a quarter of a century, evidence has been increasing that children's exposure to violence on television has long-lasting effects on their behavior. Between 1982 and 1986, the amount of television time allocated each week to violent programs increased significantly. And the number of violent acts on television in the past years has increased from about 19 to 27 per hour. Given the amount of time that children watch television, it has become one of the most powerful models they want to follow. The position statement on media violence in children's lives, recently adopted by the National Association for the Education of Young Children, points out that preschool children are particularly easily affected by the media because they are not yet fully able to distinguish fantasy from reality, and their understanding of the underlying motives for behavior and the subtleties of moral conflicts is not yet well developed. For example, the rapid recoveries of people on TV from violent attacks gives children an unrealistic picture of the injuries that have been suffered. Effects on play. Children naturally often want the toys shown on and advertised during these programs. And with these toys, their play tends to be more imitative than imaginative. Children simply imitate the behavior observed during the program, thus undermining both the imaginative and the expressive functions of play. The narrow range of most violence-related toys advertised on television jeopardizes the role of play in helping children make better sense of their own feelings and interpret their world. Some research even suggests that children apply the behaviors observed on TV programs to their real-life situations. Parents can help. It is a good idea for parents to monitor the amount as well as the kind of television their preschool child watches. If your child appears to be crazy about war play and weapons, it would be a good idea to control his viewing. Controlling viewing is easier to do during the preschool years than during the school years, so you should initiate a pattern of restricted television watching now. Help your child to interpret what she sees, to think of explanations for the events depicted, and to imagine how the show is put together. Make simple critiques of a show without implying that her fascination with the drama and the weapons makes her guilty by association. Ask the teachers of your child's preschool about their policy on war play and toy weapons. Many preschool teachers do not like to have commercially made toy weapons brought into the classroom and welcome hearing your concerns about this matter. Look for other parents who share your views. Work together to control the amount of violent programs watched and the number of violent toys found in the home. Try to arrange play dates for the children as an alternative to TV viewing, or look for videos of healthy, nonviolent programs for children and encourage their use as an attractive alternative to violent television programs.
旺旺英语网站，欢迎您的光临，请记住我们的网址是www.english.com。